This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and their stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
Is it Monday night already? Happy President's Day. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and we are so thrilled the Blackhawks won after a crazy game. I was listening. At first it was 7-5, and then it was 7-6, and then it was 8-6. All I know is Blackhawks won. We'll take it in all of its madness. We are so thrilled that you're joining us, and we hope that you're happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. And don't forget, this is your conversation. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call or text anytime during the show is 312-981-7200. And again, let's join the conversation, because don't be passive. Join us. We have a lot to do tonight. We've got some music coming up after midnight. Comedian Paul Farvar will join us. We're going to find out what a vodka cleanses from comedian Michelle Traina after 11:30. She's performing live at Zany's all week. You can go to zanys.com to find out more about her. And as you know, the city of Chicago is holding their elections on February 26th. And joining us in studio is a candidate for the 46th Ward. She wants to be the alderman to represent the constituents, her neighbors. We have Erica Wozniak in studio with us. And Erica, you and I have kind of crossed paths. You know, I've been covering Springfield and kind of hanging out with a lot of people who make decisions in the city of Chicago. What made you decide to run for alderman?
Yeah, so I've been a Chicago public school teacher for 15 years. I just started my 15th year. And I am disappointed, along with many other residents of the 46th Ward and Chicagoans in general, with the current state of Chicago politics. I think we need new independent leaders who are willing to stand up to the mayor and stand up for the working families that they're elected to serve. So instead of having people who are beholden to wealthy campaign donors, the politically connected, and rich developers, I think it's time that we hire a new class of independent leaders who are principled and progressive and are willing to do the work of the people and not for the politically connected.
The community of the 45th Ward, which is primarily uptown, is that correct?
Yes.
Is a wildly diverse area. You have property that's incredibly expensive, and then you have folks who are just struggling to get by. Tell us a little bit about that disparity in your community.
Yeah, so the 46th Ward has uptown, and then we also have parts of East Lakeview. And so it's a place where people of all backgrounds have historically come to build a life for themselves and their families, regardless of class, race, or ethnicity. But it's also a place where the inequities in our city are abundantly clear. And so you have, like you said, we have people who have, you know, single family homes that are mansions that look like they could be right out of Oak Park. And then we also have folks who are experiencing homelessness. We have the highest density of affordable housing units in the entire city, but we are also developing at such an alarming rate, and many of those developments, almost all of them, frankly, under James Kappelman's leadership, has been luxury developments that really aren't for the working families in the neighborhood, and most of them do not have affordable housing on site in those units. So we're disappointed, and you know, I'm obviously working to make sure that people have a fair shot.
The reason I definitely wanted you in this week is we've been talking on this show about affordable housing. We had on last week the author of High Risers, Ben Austin, who wrote about Cabrini Green. And every time someone talks about affordable housing, that's the term they use. We don't want another Cabrini Green. What it really is when we talk about affordable housing, and I just did some research on this, there's a town in Appleton, Wisconsin, where I used to do stand-up comedy at the Skyline. There's a place where they converted an old paper mill. into mixed income housing. And what they did was they based it on your income. So whatever, and it's a huge success. People in the town say so. There are communities throughout Wisconsin that have based similar projects on that. But Chicago is resistant, I think almost entirely because of our segregation mm-hmm. and the idea that everything's going to be a Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
And you have a development in your neighborhood that I was struck by, which is the Stewart Elementary School.
Yes.
What a great idea to repurpose a beautiful building into apartments, and yet those are between $1,500 and $4,000 a month in rent.
Yes, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And that's really the symbol of the direction of our neighborhood, the Stewart School. I was out there today, and it's a school that was closed along with 48 other neighborhood public schools in Chicago. It's repurposed into luxury lofts that, of course, cost $4,000 a month for a two-bedroom, which is absolutely bonkers to me. The fact that I'm a CPS teacher, my husband's a Chicago public school teacher, we've both been teaching for 15 years. On a dual income, we could not even afford to live in the closed school that our future children would have gone to. And when we're talking about affordable housing, too, folks think of, you know, something other than what it actually is. I mean, in Chicago, in the 46th Ward, you can make between $60,000 and $70,000 a year and still qualify for affordable housing.
That's the part that is so remarkable, is that people don't even realize. In my community, I live in Jefferson Park,
yes.
more than 52% of our citizens qualify for mixed income housing.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, I don't think it's wild to demand that developers provide affordable housing on site. Right now, as the current system is, developers have three options. Option number one, they can provide 10% on-site affordable housing. Option number two, they can provide 10% off-site affordable housing. Or option number three, which is the most beneficial to developers, is they can pay out and put it into a trust fund in the city. And a lot of developers in Uptown and in the 46th Ward are taking advantage of this third option because it's most lucrative for them, but it's not beneficial for the community. So when we're giving away in Uptown as well, we gave away $15.8 million public tax dollars to help subsidize luxury housing using our TIF dollars. And so a lot of folks are really frustrated with the fact that we gave away all that money and we incentivized something that already had an incentive to developers who are also funding the campaign of the person that I'm running against. They've given him a lot of money in donations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we should be providing on-site affordable housing in any new development, let alone a development where we have provided them with public tax dollars.
Erica Wozniak is running for the 46th Ward Aldermanic seat, and you can follow her on Instagram and on Twitter. I know on Instagram it's Erica Woz with a K.
Yeah, so it's E-R-I-K-A 46.
Erica 46 mm-hmm. on Twitter as well.
Yes, and all the socials.
On all the socials. And your website?
Erica46.com.
Excellent. Well, more conversation when we come back. We also have, Michelle, is it Trina? I don't want to say your name wrong because I know you're
Trina.
Trina.
With the letter A at the end.
Excellent.
I love it.
Well, and we're going to hang out for a bit. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. And comedian Paul Farvar joins us in the studio. I think you're just here to see if Michelle will do your podcast. Let's be honest.
Yeah, she's doing the podcast.
She's going to do the podcast. Yeah. All right, fine then. See, you're just, and Erica's already married, so don't.
That's true.
Don't bother her with your singles only
Erica,
podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Paul Farvar, the host of the Singles Only podcast, and Everyone's a Lawyer at Laugh Factory. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN TV morning news team. I feel like we leave people out on this. Annabelle Laval, Pat Tomasulo, Mike Toomey, Paul Conrad. Right, Paul? It just seems a little
I just
selective.
Feel like maybe we should leave Pat Tomasulo out of it.
Okay, you're just jealous because he has a show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I was going to say April 2nd, but that's only if we have to have a runoff. And guess what? Everyone's going to have a runoff during the mayoral election and the citywide elections on February 26th. And running for 46th Ward Aldermanic seat is Erica Wozniak. She's in studio with us. She has been a CPS teacher for 15 years, which is not... easy. I know that other people are running on their experience as a teacher in CPS. Did you grow up in Chicago too?
No, full disclosure, I'm originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And hi, Mom. My parents are watching.
I love Grand Rapids. They have the country's best comedy festival. They have Laugh Fest every March.
Nice.
And it's also a great arts community.
Yeah.
So it's also a place where people seem invested in each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's part of the reason that, you know, I became an activist and an organizer in Chicago was because I saw the education that I grew up with in my small little town, and I thought that's what all kids deserved, and I didn't see that here in Chicago. But we have an elected school board. We have parents who are, you know, deeply invested. We had sports and PE and you know, all these great things that help to enrich a child's education. And so that's really how I got involved in this movement working to change Chicago.
Well, and what Chicago has been my entire life, I grew up in Norwood Park. And so I grew up in a neighborhood that had good schools, except for high school, which was weird. I mean, Taft High School was the kind of place. Now it's good. But back then, and people, you know, paid for Catholic schools or sent their kids to Lane Tech or Whitney Young, even from our neighborhood. What is it about this city where we decide this pocket will get the good schools and this pocket will have to commute or they're just not going to get the resources? What are your plans in terms of that?
Yeah, so first of all, you know I teach at Oriel Park, right?
Yeah. That's a good school.
Yeah, it's a great school.
One of the best.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm very lucky to be there. But I think the idea, well, I mean, part of what I've really been talking about in this campaign is, well, we have school-based budgeting in Chicago Public Schools, which means that each child that walks into a school building is allotted $4,100 for the year, and the principal just has to figure out what to do with that money. And so some principals are really creative and great and figure out different ways to do things, but I mean, the more enrolled a school is, the more money a school gets. But something that we don't think about is the student fees. Different schools have different capacities for different student fees. And so, for example, a school like Blaine Elementary School on Southport has a student fee of $250 per student per year. A school like Oriel Park, we have $125 per student per year. And then a school like my husband's school in Avondale has $25 per student per year. So there's discrepancy right there within our public school system of just what the parents can afford to pay per year in what the kids are going to get. And so that sometimes looks like technology, sometimes it's textbooks, whatever the school decides to use that money for. And some schools parents can't even pay a student fee. $5 is a lot for some parents. So right there, the inequities continue to, you know, be there.
Please, I saw some fundraisers for a school where they were losing their Spanish teacher, and they raised $150,000.
Yeah.
There aren't communities in the city, not every community, I would say there's like maybe what, a dozen that can stand up and do that and say, hey, we'll raise this money. And then what CPS does is they go, oh, no, we're not going to eliminate that if you're going to raise the money yourself.
Absolutely.
It's mind-boggling, but another community that can't stand up like that, they say we're going to cut it, and they cut it.
Exactly.
So the other problem that a lot of communities face are resources for mental health and for healthcare. And I know in Uptown there's actually a great facility, and I hope that it's still being funded for care for the neighborhood, because I know that when I didn't have insurance, I went to Uptown.
Yeah, and Uptown is really the hub for that. I mean, it has historically been a place where people have just come and they've been welcome with open arms. And so it's been unfortunate to see that, you know, when the mental health clinics were closed down and, you know, that we lost a lot of those services. And so people have to make sure that they have a place to go. But mental health certainly is not a priority, not with the mayoral administration and not with our city council. So we need to make sure that people have access to those mental health clinics. And I love that I'm seeing some of the mayoral candidates running on a platform of saying that they are going to reopen the health clinics.
Great.
And that would be something that I would actively support. And also going back to the schools, which obviously I'm deeply passionate about, but also screaming from the rooftops that we need a full-time, just basic social worker in every single Chicago public schools. Because no matter where our kids are living in the city, in any of the 77 neighborhoods, they have some real trauma and they should have access to the services that they deserve. And teachers aren't trained social workers. I mean, we're doing that work, but we also need the support, and so do the kids.
What are your thoughts when it comes to, you know, obviously the pensions in the city and property tax? And people are, that's the thing that people want to know about. They want to know, how do we alleviate these stresses?
Yeah, so, I mean, we just had the largest property tax increase in Chicago's history, and I was very proud to help Fritz Kagi and his campaign. And I'm looking forward to seeing some more fairness in our assessments. But yeah, it really hurts. It hurts working families, and it's really frustrating to see that our city always has money for everything, like the Lincoln Yards or a Cop Academy or a DePaul Arena or whatever it is. We always have money for everything, but we continuously ask the working families in our city to do more and more and more and more. And so with the pensions, what's really frustrating is I'm obviously the recipient of a pension, and I pay into my pension. I also don't get Social Security, but I've never missed a pension payment. The city of Chicago, on the other hand, has. And it's the fiscal irresponsibility of those who are elected that they didn't uphold the promises that they made to their public employees. Think about who gets pensions: teachers, firefighters, police officers, people who are doing a public service. And it was like, oh, okay, well, we won't pay into that. We'll figure it out later. And it's not okay. So obviously, we need to make sure that we keep those pension promises, but also look into new forms of revenue. So a very simple one is something that I've been working on for years, is a progressive tax in Illinois. Also legalizing marijuana. I mean, we're missing out on a massive amount of revenue by not legalizing it and making sure that we're getting that revenue. And also looking into other ways of getting revenue into our city. But I'm consistently, our city has asked the working families to do more, and it's not fair anymore, and we're not going to take it. And I think that's why you see a whole huge slate of people who are putting their hat in the ring and running for office.
Yeah, it's huge.
Enough is enough.
Before we go, and you're welcome to hang out for a little bit too. We had Michelle hanging out through through your segment, so you're welcome to hang out during hers. But what do you want to leave the constituents of your community? What thoughts do you want to end on as far as running for your campaign and the election day on February 26th?
Yeah, I think just a few different things. Number one, our city council right now, I host a monthly talk show that features women in leadership in the city, and I am so proud of that work, but I'm also so horrified that our city council is less than 30% women. So when you're going to the polls, just make sure you're voting for women across the slate. But also, we don't have a single Chicago public school teacher in city council, and we're making all these huge decisions. And I think the voters in the 46th ward have a lot of great options. Of course, I hope they choose me, because I'm going to be an empathetic, principled, progressive, and independent-minded leader. And I hope to go back to teaching someday. I'm not going to try to just be an alderman for 40 years. And I think that it's great to have options, and I, this is, you know, an exciting time for Chicago.
46th Ward, that's one of your candidates for February 26th. You can obviously vote early. Follow Erica on her Twitter and Instagram, which is Erica46.
Yes.
And Erica46.com.
Yes.
For our website. Good luck.
Thank you so much
to you,
for having me.
Of course, and to all of your opponents. we are, you know, I don't have any skin in this game. But I think that anybody who steps up and does a job or offers to do a job that most of us can or won't do, and says, I am ready to lead, I think that's important. And I ask you to come back regardless of what happens.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
And hang out if you want. More in a moment. I have water if you want some. More in a moment. I don't have much. I think I have an M&M somewhere, Paul. Somewhere. You want M&Ms? All right.
Oh, thanks.
No. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. It is Monday night. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios performing at Zany's this week with Divorce Diaries is Michelle Traina.
Yes.
She is live in our studio tonight. And now, did you, are you, you start tomorrow night at Zany's?
Yes.
You came
night.
In a day early.
I'm so excited. I came in 2 days early. I don't know. I'm like that type A personality where I have to get like.
Well, why not though?
I love Chicago. Like, I haven't been here. Last time I was in Chicago, I got pregnant.
Oh, well, we are proud.
That's what we're known for, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's a relaxing place, maybe. If it's,
was it really cold or was it really warm?
It was warm. Yes. It was the summer.
Were you trying to get pregnant?
I was trying to get pregnant. I was married at the time. And my ex-husband and I came to kind of like, we were bickering. We were not in a happy place at that point. So we're like, let's. I was presenting at a conference and I said, why don't you come with me? Maybe we won't fight. And
there you go.
You didn't fight.
4.5 weeks later, I took a pregnancy test.
And you're like, oh, Chicago.
Yes, I want to. Yeah, I was going to name her that, but.
Oh, no, I'm glad you didn't. I mean, I love my city.
Kanye stole it from me.
Yeah, that's a little. It would be, especially if you live in New York.
I live in right outside New York City. I live in Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl.
Well, they would be mad at you. Now, are you mad about the Amazon headquarters not coming to New York?
Oh,
do you have any feelings on that at all?
See, people have to get over it.
Yeah.
Just go online.
It seems like people are getting way too upset about that.
Like what's going on in your life that you're getting that upset?
Exactly. Well, we're happy that you're in Chicago and this is your first time at Zany's.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited. Very excited to be here.
Now, my boss today, I made a promo about you and the Divorce Diaries and how you get through your week with a vodka cleanse.
Yes.
He said that caught his attention because I said, is that even possible? but you're dating, you have a child, and you're trying to find your way in the world is basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I feel like there's so many shows or material about divorce, especially like on television. You see these rich women getting divorced, right? Where you never really see the middle class, working class person, like the Roseanne of divorce, kind of, you know?
Right.
Like, this is hard. I make a pretty decent salary, but I was an actor for years. When I got married, I went into teaching, and now I'm trying to juggle both. I moved back home with my parents for a time period.
Please, I live with my mom. You're not...
I lived with my parents and my Italian grandmother. And she just passed, too, but she, for 4 years. I know.
What was her name?
Her name was Michelle. Michelina in Italian. So
that's a great name.
But she wasn't nice. She was very mean. So I call her Maleficent in Depends. she laughed when I told her I was getting divorced. She
laughed at you. She figured I was coming.
She thought it was, well, she goes, you're not working hard enough.
Oh, boy.
She's from, you know, she grew up in the Depression. So you're never working enough. Like, you work in 5 jobs. You come home at midnight. You're going to work in the morning. You know, you're going to get up. You're going to go to work. What are you going to do? I'm going to sleep.
That wasn't good enough for Michelina.
It wasn't good enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, but there's also beauty in it. That's, I think, the point of my material, too, in this concept of Divorce Diaries is everyone has a different story to tell. And, you know, I have a lot of these moments where I wake up and I'm always in the weeds. And there's all these little moments that you get, like my daughter smiling at me with, like, a donut covered face right before she enters school. We didn't get a chance to brush her hair. There's a big knot in it. She doesn't want me to brush her hair, so it's okay. You get all the school moms looking at you like, oh, here's Miss Traina. Running late.
Don't hang out with her.
They're like, oh, she's great. She's like, oh, I'm always running too. I've just always been a runner and I'm always running somewhere. That's like the joke. Oh, you're always running.
I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, the whole life is in a hurry. You're right, though. We don't really talk about the middle class divorces, and you know whether it's how much time. Like now, do you have joint custody? Do you have to share time?
Yeah, in New Jersey, you have like we have 50-50 legal custody.
Okay.
So like all major decisions, we both decide on, and then I'm the primary resident parent, which was the battle that we had during our divorce, And we're in a good place now. We, you know, a lot of people like to say we're a good place now. But like, we had issues with that. He didn't want to, you know, he wanted to split it down the middle. I think it was, it was like a boxing match. Like, who's going to win this round? And then finally, he's like, it's better for her. He lives an hour away. And, you know, like when I'm out doing a show now, he's stepping up and taking her for these shorter periods. So it works itself out.
Right.
But the major thing was, you know, like, just have consistency for this kid. And so she doesn't see us arguing as a married couple or arguing as a divorced couple. And she just sees us in a healthy relationship.
Right. You want to see, you want her to see you as mom and dad in whatever environment that is.
Right. Exactly.
Whether it's with you or together or dating.
Yeah.
Which has to be complicated. How old is she?
6 and a half.
Okay. All right. So that's a little, does she ask, like, why don't you date daddy?
Oh, yeah. She said, well, you can move in with. She doesn't even say date. She goes, well, you can just move in with daddy. Just marry daddy again. Yeah, it's the funny thing is my daughter does not remember us. We split up when she was 20 months old. So even though she does not remember, the kids always want their parents together. That never changes.
Right.
But I was like, I'm happy being alone. I like being on my own, you know, and if someone comes along, great. If not, you know, I'm very, like, non-traditional. I have old school Italian parents married for 46 years and then some. My mother's probably watching, hopefully, from Jersey.
Hi, Mom in Jersey.
Hi, Mom. And they've been married for so long. It's just, and I've done the opposite in my family. I was like, no, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to.
And that's so foreign to people that, I mean, the generation before us. Mm. If you're not happy, suck it up.
You made the decision.
Yeah. Happy's not supposed to be part of it.
People are married for 50 years. They should have been married. There should have been divorced like 47 years ago.
Right. And that's also the twist on, like, we live in this day and age where now commitment is like all these different layers and mediums, like open relationships, not open relationships. It's complicated. Just be with the person or don't.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Or multiple people. Yeah.
Or multiple.
No, but I think when we talk about on our podcast, what comes up most with women who are divorced, who have had kids, I feel like you have the best of both worlds because you don't have a clock that, like, hey, I have to get married and have a kid by
a
certain period.
That's true.
You already have a child, which is why a lot of people get married in the first place. And now it's like, okay, you can have your personal growth. You have your freedom every other week or whatever your schedule is. And then you get to grow.
I agree. I think there is that time clock with... Oh, I didn't have a kid. But and there's that whole thing with having a kid. I have the one kid. Everyone always asks me, well, you don't want any more?
Oh, right.
You don't want any more.
You don't want a big. You don't want to make a big sister? Let's find out when we come back. Yeah, let's find out when we come back. Does she want to have more? We're talking to Michelle Traina. She's performing at Zanies in Old Town. Go to zanies.com. It's right there at North and Wells. It is one of the greatest comedy clubs in the country. Mm-hmm. It has. They just celebrated their 40th anniversary, and this is a great show. Divorce Diaries of Michelle Traina at Zanies in Old Town. More in a moment on 720 WGN. The Divorce Diaries, Michelle Traina, joins us in studio. She's performing at Zanies on Wells. Comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, the host of Singles Only podcast, is also here because he's just prepping for the interview he's going to do with her this week as well.
Yeah, we're recording this week.
I'm so excited.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Well, and Paul, you didn't invite me to interview with...
I don't know why I didn't. Because Jeannie's
we're doing available. Jeannie. Yeah, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
So Jeannie Dugan and I, and Kelsey Huff, we all rotate as his voice of treason.
I love it.
Well, you're the only voice of treason.
Why am I the only one?
They have different names. Because yours is, that's just unique to you.
All right, then.
Johnny Sanchez gave you that.
Okay, I appreciate that. So I've been married for 19 years this year.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Which is kind of ridiculous. I got lucky. He's a unicorn who farts rainbows.
That's like those unicorns.
Oh, my God. Here, I'll tell you. Valentine's Day. Did you hear this story the other night?
No, I was out of town.
I came into that. So I picked up my son from high school because my son's 15. I'm old. But no. So I pick him up and we're like fighting through traffic and Steve was calling. He's like, hey, where are you guys? And we're like, oh, we'll be home soon. I walk in the door with Griffin. My husband was in the basement with Declan. You know, we have a therapy swing. And I walk in and the dining room is filled with flowers. And not just flowers. Like the flowers, he recreated my wedding bouquet, like the table settings from our wedding.
Wow.
Oh my God. And like balloons and my favorite chocolate, like this, like high end Vosges chocolate, like all this stuff. And there were all kinds of like cards and everything. I was like, I honestly walked backwards. I go, we have to go now. Cause I had forgotten about Valentine's Day.
Oh no.
No.
And all day long, people had been calling and saying, happy Valentine's Day. I had emails, happy Valentine's Day. I'm like, here. Yeah. I was wearing like purple cause I don't wear red, but I look, purple's kind of in essence sort of a Valentine's. So yeah, it was a lot of pressure. And not only that, on top of that, my mom, we live in the same building. Uh-huh. We have these buildings called two flats. So we live in, it's two separate apartments. He bought her flowers.
I can't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was insane. So that's why I'm the voice of treason. Because it's ridiculous. I'll be honest. I don't think you can have what I have.
That's amazing.
I don't.
I'm going to go home and look at my ex-boyfriend's text and analyze how they're missing me just after hearing that. Just to affirm myself.
Now, so what I've learned from Paul's show, from the Singles Only podcast, is that there'll be people who will have back to back dates in the same night. Have you had any of those situations?
Never.
Okay,
I can't.
That's weird.
Yeah. Double bookings.
Double bookings.
Since I've been divorced almost 4 years now, and since then, I have dated, oh God, I don't go back-to-back dating. I think the most I've done was dated a guy for a month, then dated another guy for 7 months, and then took a year and a half off.
Because it was scarring?
I was in love with a guy, and he was he was a cop. He was just noncommittal. It was horrible. I was in love with him. And then I took a year and a half off, and then I dated another cop for 4 months, and then... I dated him for a month, but we knew each other for that year. I was getting over the other cop,
right?
And then
he was his partner. Was the other cop's partner?
No, they were. That would be weird. But these are all people I met through friends. Like I never did the dating apps because my cousin once showed it to me. I was like, this looks like homework. I can't do it. And I need to be friends with the guy. I don't know. I just didn't feel it.
I'm the same way.
And I met and I had a friend. While I was dating the cop, and we became very close, but he's going through a divorce, so we were friends in weird places for about a year, and so we just ended it.
Oh, man.
But we didn't... Yeah. See, I was never really with him, so it was so I haven't, dated back-to-back date... Yeah, the date-to-date thing, I have anxiety about that. I'm a flirty person, so I'll be, cheeky with a lot of people. Does that make sense? Hey.
Sure.
But I won't go go to
if you're flirting like that, that might be a problem. No, hey.
No, you call it cheeky, it might be weird. But other than that, it's
fine. But I'll be flirty with a group, guys. But I can't do date to date, back to back. Because I'm not in it. If I like you, I want to be dating you. I want you to text me every morning, every night, throughout the day. That's it. But I have not been... I just haven't been into that. Let's go on a date. My girlfriends from work and the school moms have all tried to set me up.
Oh,
and
no.
And the guys they try to set me up with are we have this joke. There's one guy. He's a great guy. I was dating the cop. They're like, you should just dump him because he's always canceling you. The girl goes, I got a guy for you. I mean, he's not relationship material. Maybe good for 3 months.
No.
I'm like, and so wait. So you want me to exchange bad for worse? You know, what is what? And then... I had my cousin recently. She texted me. She's like, I have a guy for you if you're looking. He's been sober 12 years.
How's the first thing you say?
She sends me the picture. She's like, you interested?
Oh, boy.
I'm like, nope. Interested in being alone. Thank you. Yeah. I'm just not into it right now. I mean, and
not that being sober is bad. I mean, that's
not
great.
It's being a great thing, but it's just interesting that
as the
start
top
with
thing,
that.
The catalog.
Yeah. To have that be what's his name, what he does, what he likes doing, why they think that you might have fun together.
Yeah.
Right? That should be the conversation.
Yes, I agree. Yes. I think, if he has kids, it's a great thing. I think, too, I'm also so turned off by, I have a lot of guy friends who are in these relationships with women and they have multiple, this going on. And I was telling you before about people in open relationships and I see that and then I see... people who are in marriages who are either extremely happy or extremely not happy.
Yeah.
And I'm just, now I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't know if I really want this.
Yeah, marriage is an outdated institution. We've already covered that.
I never say never, but I believe in old school romance and love, and I believe in monogamy. And I'm faithful that I can find the person that I can be with monogamous for a long term. But I will say that I don't know. I haven't had it. I had someone who I was with for a long time and I fell out of it and I didn't want to cheat on him. So I said we need to get a divorce.
Right.
And it was very difficult for him to hear that.
Well, and honestly, that's the part that's the hardest.
No, and it's hard for people to actually go to
that. It's not natural. Yeah.
Honestly, it's not natural, or marriage isn't natural?
Monogamy isn't natural for human beings. That's what
that is.
sociological studies have said. Yeah, you have the,
it's
you,
a choice.
The choice to
it's,
be monogamous.
It's kind of like you can you could go to the bathroom outside, but we choose to go to the bathroom
right.
inside.
You need to be trained.
I like that. I like that. That's it better because, right? because like, you could still go outside, but you're not going to go outside because there's a toilet right in there.
Right.
You can go bang the girl across the street.
But...
you're not going to because I'm in here.
Exactly.
And you're married.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the choice that you make to be a classy human
for
being.
For life.
Not yes. you're just your wife. Like, even if, like, partner, like, it don't even right, have right. the certificate, it doesn't even matter. I just, I have friends who, I have a couple in mind that they, I look at them, I'm like, yeah, you got it. Like, they have it.
Yep.
They're best friends. They don't, you can tell that they don't second guess each other. And that's what
well,
it is.
Well, that might be pretend. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
They're actors.
Quick break, but more with our guests. So we have Michelle Traynor, who's performing at Zanies this week. And go to zanies.com for information. And Paul Farver, we'll deal with him later. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Coming up after the news, our conversation continues. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios with comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, host of the Singles Only podcast. And he's going to be doing Everyone's a Lawyer at the Laugh Factory. Michelle Traynor, Divorce Diaries this week at Zanies on Wells. You can go to zanies.com for ticket information. And I think we're going to be playing Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge coming up in just a little bit. I was very excited. I'm just a dork, Paul, when it comes to, I know the song. And so it's not. Michelle, do you have a good handle on music? Like,
I love
some
music.
Jersey. Yeah.
Of course.
They
I like
have
some
to...
club music, some Justin Timberlake. I'll pump it out.
Yeah. They learn Bruce Springsteen like at one.
I don't think that geographically there's a difference in how people know music.
Well, I think there's a lot of Jersey rockers.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
We'll ask you which ones they are in a second, Patty.
Bruce Springsteen.
And who's the other
Bruce
big one?
Lauryn Hill's from
really?
Jersey.
There's another one.
Jersey.
Don't say anymore. Let's see
right.
if Patty knows.
I don't know anymore. That's all I got.
I want to dance with somebody.
It's time now for our news. We'll dance after the news. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Hey, smart speaker users, do me a favor. Say play WGN Radio on TuneIn, please. It'll turn your little smart speaker into a radio. Here with your news is Vic Vaughn. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. It's a chilly night, but it was such a weird weekend. I think we got to the point now, Paul, when there's snow, you're like, oh, look, I guess it's snowing again. You were in Madison.
I was in here, and it started snowing Sunday on my drive back, and the roads were so bad again.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
So, Michelle, you have to know about Paul. He's had 3 flat tires in the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any this week. They were all in one week.
In 1 week, yeah.
So you're not going to have any now for like
Patty
3 years.
Patty was there for 2. Yeah, well, I hope so.
You get statistics there.
How has the weather felt to you visiting
from New York?
It
snows as much as I have to like cry over an ex-boyfriend here, which is every couple of hours. No, seriously, I was like, oh, it's snowing again. Okay. We're really happy. Like, at first I was like, do I need to get new snow boots? And then some of the law firms, there's a bunch of law firms, divorce attorneys that purchase tickets to the show. Can I give them
sure.
a shout out?
Yes, please.
Okay, so
we'd love that.
Michael Craven, he's the divorce attorney of Chicago. Anderson Boback, they're all female law attorneys. That's fabulous. Fedor and Kozlov, uh-huh. the Russian lawyers. I love, take care of your divorce in 24 hours. And then Masters Law Group, Aaron Masters. And anyway, so one of the law firms, the marketing director reached out and told me, she's like, yeah, bring your boots. You're going to get wet. I was like, really? Is it going to be that serious? And I was like, I'm glad I did. Like, would have had wet feet.
Yeah, no, this is nasty. This has been so brutal.
Yeah.
And you're here all week through Sunday?
I'm here till Thursday morning.
Okay, so Wednesday. More.
Oh wow!
Sorry, just thought I'd let you know. It's going good.
Snowy in. I don't have to go back to Jersey.
Do they
see my daughter?
There you go. You're snowed in Chicago. Are you in a hotel or at the condo?
I'm at the condo. I was in a hotel. I stayed in a hotel from Sunday to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Today, yes. Yes, and I'm at the condo now, which is fabulous.
For those who aren't familiar, comedians are often put up at comedy condos. The comedy clubs will rent an apartment or have a condo, and Zany's has one, you know, and, so nice. And it works out very well.
It does. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Do you guys watch the show Crashing on HBO?
No.
Do you watch it? They talk about the comics on the road and
you know
stuff.
What's funny is that I someone explained this really well. You know, when I'm done working, I want to be done working, whether it's comedy or...
I agree, but I don't like watching law
shows.
And
I love him. We work together in Wisconsin. Yeah. Pete Holmes is a sweet guy.
I don't like to watch shows on law or whatever, or even bands. But for some reason, this show fascinates me. I think it's a great show. It's funny to watch them cover the Hollywood version of what we do.
Sure. That makes sense.
I mean, I like, when I go home, like everyone's like, oh, you watch those cheesy shows. But I like watch Bravo and all the Real Housewives shows. Just because it's a...
That's
like,
what you do in
to
Jersey.
About, you have to, I watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't watch the Jersey one. It's too close, to home.
We have to talk soon because there's a show on Netflix. I don't know if you have Netflix, but a show called Russian Doll with Natasha Lyonne from Orange is the New Black and American Pie. She had that voice. It's a dark, funny show, and I'd be curious to think what you think. See what you think about it.
Yes, I will. Definitely.
All right, Russian Doll.
Russian Doll.
I like it a lot. Maybe we'll have a call in one night. Let us know what you thought about
it. Please. I'd love to call in.
See, now I know TV shows and I know movies. Paul will tell
that's
you. I know history. I don't know
politics.
History. I enjoy history and politics, as you heard
earlier.
You know
more about Abraham Lincoln than anybody else
in
the world.
It's not true.
Which presidents are divorced? That's a good one.
I don't think there's any.
I think there was any.
We're talking about that.
No. Maybe there was a bachelor president, but there hasn't been. Okay. The point being, I know nothing about music. Zeros. I mean,
I'm not great either, but.
But you'd be surprised. Like, you'll feel better once you hang out with me for a little bit. I think we should just go ahead and see what songs I don't know. What we do is by the way, 312-981-7200. Why don't we give away some prizes? I have a gift card from Lou Malnati's. 312-981-7200. People seem to be surprised. They'll hear the first few. And my husband, by the way, says that I'll know it in the first few seconds or I won't. Like you said, let them sing a little bit and then you'll know.
Yeah.
My husband said, don't even bother.
She knows
He said, it's not either I'll know it or I won't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hopefully I'm good at this. I don't know now.
I think we're going to start
cold
with them.
And sweaty.
Here, let's do a sample one. 312-981-7200. Patty can't name that tune, I guess.
I'm a big boy band fan.
Are you really? See, yeah. I would not know Backstreet Boys from is it 98 Degrees or 98 Cents?
98 Degrees.
What is it? 99. I think it's 50 Cent.
50 Cent. No.
99 Cent is the other one.
I met 98 Degrees when I was in high school.
Did you?
I actually met Nick Lachey.
Oh.
They were gorgeous, all of them. Well, him and his brother were cute.
We just watched the movie Tropic Thunder to have a conversation about stereotypes. And yes, I know. Bro was like, you watched what? We watched, have you seen the movie Tropic Thunder? Tell me what you thought of that movie, Ro.
I have a friend of mine who was adamant on me sitting and watching this crazy movie from start. It's just insane.
It is insane.
It's a total twist. I'll give it that much.
Yes.
And I don't even know. How do you comment on that movie?
So the reason. We stopped every 10 minutes.
Booty sweat.
Well, booty sweat. Yeah. Which is Al Pacino's, the young black actor in the movie, has this line of energy drinks. Mm-hmm. The reason we watched it was because of Governor Northam in Virginia, right? So why, you know, where is this sort of, especially in the 2000s, there was this uber sort of idea, like, let's be as offensive as possible. Whether it was Sarah Silverman and Dave Chappelle, even the director of Guardians of the Galaxy at the time was making these tweets that were horribly offensive. The movie uses the R word 100 and some times, right? So it's all like, it's almost like, how much can you tolerate in this sort of expression? But
yeah, I remember it.
So one of the scenes, though, at the end, because he makes a reference to someone named Lance, and I was like, oh, right, Lance Bass. Yeah. And I forgot all about Lance Bass, and I don't even know why I know who Lance Bass is. Lance Bass is a musician, isn't he?
That's NSYNC. Right.
From NSYNC.
Tearing up my heart.
So maybe this might be, now that we get an idea of what Michelle listens to, maybe you will beat her.
See,
maybe you guys should go one-on-one against each other to see who's going to be more appalling.
Can I address the new equipment in the studio? They've given us a new this arm.
That's cool. Yeah,
it is cool. But okay, do you see how many things I have in front of me? How many displays?
It's like an orchestra.
I think it's great. It looks like
this now
conducting the city of Chicago in your show. I love it. It looks amazing.
two, four. I have six screens, and now they've given, and this is great. It's like a ledge so I can read all of the, like, the reads and stuff, yeah. But then it covers up the phone because Dave wants to see if how appalling my musical knowledge is. Hey, Dave, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I'm so glad you called. Have you heard us talk about my appalling lack of music before?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're neighbors. You know, yeah, we live in Jefferson Park, and yep. I DJed for 21, 22 years.
Oh, boy.
And I did the club thing. I had my own mobile service where I did a lot of weddings, and I just got really tired of pop music. So I'm hoping you guys play something that I could enjoy as well as identify.
All right. Well, you don't actually. I think it's better if Dave has to decide whether or not I'll know that song.
Well,
you can decide if Michelle or I will know it.
Who's okay. going to get it right?
Who's going to get it right? And you can say neither of us too. That's also an option. If you think one of us will get it right, or if neither of us. No. And by the way, before we play this game, we're going to put you on hold. But before we do that, what are the songs that just made you cringe that people would ask for, like Macarena, or
And you know what, Macarena was horrible, but I had, you know, the one thing that really stands out, and I had to buy a lot of crap because this was back in the day where you couldn't just, you know, hit a button and download the song of choice that was being requested. You had to buy these things in advance and be prepared.
Yeah.
You had to buy it because that's what they wanted. But I had to buy the CD Titanic for $16.99 at Best Buy. $17.
But the good news is you probably had a track on there from the Gaelic Storm, which is one of my favorite Irish bands.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's take a quick break here. Dave is playing Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge. I'm going to go head to head with. Oh, you have to leave.
Sorry, we can come back.
One more segment. Yeah. All right, and then I'll let you loose. I promise. You have to. She's got to go to bed
because a little plugs.
She has more media in the morning. She's going to be at Zany's on Wells. Go to Zany's.com. She's there through Wednesday night. Great shows. It's the Divorce Diaries, and go to Zany's.com for more information. Dave, hold on the line. You're going to get a pizza either way, but I mean, not for nothing. You're going to win, but let's just play anyway. More in a moment on 720 WGN. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show on 720 WGN, and we are in the middle of playing. Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge. On the line with us is Dave, who is gonna try to guess. Now, Dave, do you understand? You have to decide whether or not I will know, or if Michelle Traina, who's performing at Zany's this week, will know the song, or perhaps
neither.
Neither of us will know. Are you ready? So you have a Lou Malnati's gift card on the line, and I've already kind of promised.
So
it
as
to
soon
you.
As one of you guys knows what it is, just say stop, or don't say anything until Dave.
Dave has to decide.
Yeah, Dave, you decide.
Yeah.
So, okay, so if you know something, don't say anything.
Okay.
Do I come up with a song, or are you guys going to provide me with a song?
We're going to play the song, and you probably will know what it is, but you have to guess if either Michelle or Patty will get
it
right.
Okay.
And then we have to name it. And we can do it at the same time.
Yeah.
And then we have to name it. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to name the performer, too.
You're going to name the song and or performer. But, Dave, you get bonus points if you can say whether they'll know the name of the song or the performer.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, could I just ask one question?
Sure.
What is the age of Michelle?
Michelle...
37.
37 from New Jersey.
Me too. Also both things. From New Jersey, also 37.
No, Patty's from Chicago. She's 37 also.
Hey, I'm 30. I'm
30. Okay. 36.
30-ish. I'm ready.
Okay, we have the first song, and here we go.
I got it.
Okay.
You got it. Okay.
Now, do you think that Patty or Michelle will know the artist or the name of the song?
Patty would definitely know it, and I'm not certain about Michelle.
Okay.
I'm going to say Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar.
And you didn't know
I would not have said that.
Okay.
But I feel ashamed because I should know that.
So Dave got that right.
You got it right,
Dave. He said that you were going to get it right.
Feeling the spirit.
All right. See,
okay.
That shows that I'm older, I think. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Before you say you do know it or not, don't say anything because Dave's got to do it. Okay. Let's go. Just watching your faces.
I got it.
Okay, Dave has it. Let's see if you guys get it. Okay. All right, Dave's already got it, so let's stop it. Okay, Michelle,
okay.
Do you know who this is?
I think so.
Patty?
Okay, go ahead.
Patty's definitely going to know it, and I don't believe Michelle is going to know it.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, Patty, do you have a guess? Don't give it yet. Okay. Do you have a guess?
Michelle?
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, who's your guess?
I don't know the name of it, but is it Billy Joel?
Okay. And, Patty, what do you say?
Oh, my God.
Don't say anything.
Bruce Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen, Baby, We're Ready to Run.
Okay. Patty got it right at Bruce Springsteen, but she said the wrong name.
Ready to Run, Baby. Born to Run.
Badlands.
Thunder Road, actually.
Oh, okay.
You got the right artist.
Oh my God, give it away.
Is it lyrics? I think
I want to change the game.
Just watching both your faces struggle with songs that you should know.
Oh, my head hurts. Okay.
People, I knew it was Bruce or Billy Joel. I just was like, all right.
People were pulling over in their cars going, what is going on?
Yeah.
So, Dave, did you say Patty would get that right?
Yes, he did.
He was right.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So
he's got
Dave,
so much
Dave does not have faith in me.
Okay.
And he shouldn't.
And Michelle has not gotten anything right.
All
right, okay.
I'm gonna get
this together. Let's see if Michelle can redeem herself. We started singing
this American Pie. I got it.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if they give him a little time.
I know the name of the song, but.
But you don't know the name of the artist. Yeah. Wait, Dave. You didn't let Dave.
Oh, I mean, I do.
Let's do a different song.
Wait.
Did you even know what it is?
It's American Pie.
Yeah.
Right.
Patty, you went to U of I. Everyone
Yeah,
knows
but
song.
I'm trying to, it's, I'm trying to remember.
I do know the artist. I know the artist if that gets me any extra points.
Let's see if, I don't think either of them are going to get the artist.
Something
to be honest
like
with
McClellan or something. Or
I got zero.
John
though.
McCain?
No.
And
Billy Joel again.
And Bugs Bunny would say, you're red hot, Doc.
What's the name
Dave,
of
it? Who was it? You know who it is?
Don McLean.
That's correct.
Oh, I was close. I was just a couple of syllables.
Yeah,
McClellan.
You were.
Surprising. I was singing Die Hard as
Where's the Britney Spears?
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. So we're going to play it for 10 seconds because that's the legal limit. And then Dave, when you know what it is, let's see if you think Michelle or Patty will get it right. Let's go with another one. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, well, I know right away.
I know you do. Let's give them a couple more seconds, see if they can get it. I think our millennial row knows this as well. So, okay. Dave, is Patty going to get this right?
Dave? I think they should both get it right.
They think they both get it right. Okay, Michelle, who is it?
I mean, it's Staying Alive. I just
Bye.
Don't.
Okay, I think Patty
I'm
wants
pregnant.
To
I have pregnancy brain. That's it.
Ernie
that's
just it. Walked in.
Bee Gees by Bee Gees. The Bee Gees.
Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue. It really was.
I think Michelle might have. I think
should have not chosen this game.
Either Patty has gotten better based on her lack
met,
of telling.
You met the person who's really bad at this game.
These are all songs from the '70s,
and
it's
we
not...
also. But we also did these songs. Towards Michelle having an advantage, given that you're from New Jersey.
But I listen to like hip hop and pop, and I wouldn't get any of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't get.
I don't. I really. That's why I get sick. I used to work in a bar, and all they played were those. I know.
Give her
some LL Cool J. No.
Give her a hip hop song just to
watch. I'll get
myself.
That wrong too. No, don't.
Dave got.
I'm just
Dave
bad
got it
this
all
game.
Right.
I like listening to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Dave's doing great. Thank you
yeah,
for all the
job,
faith, Dave.
Come to Divorce Stars.
Yeah, 21, 22 years of DJing.
I used to be a motivational dancer with a DJ
A motivational dancer?
Yeah, for bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs.
So you get people on the dance
floor? I would be an advocate of what music not to play at bar mitzvahs and weddings.
What should you not play? Ro, let me know when you're ready for another song.
I'm ready.
All right, no, Ro.
Ro, give her a...
One second. Oh. Okay, so Dave, tell me some songs that you should not play at a wedding.
Well, at a prom, they were very, it was very offensive to apparently play Moni Moni by
because of what they say.
Oh, yeah.
Or but, Laid by that, James.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the original was Tommy James, but Billy Idol made it really famous. And because the kids would come up with their own words, and it was very inappropriate. And then at Jewish holiday parties or weddings, you never, ever want to play, like during Christmas. I did a Jewish party, which wasn't all Jewish. It was mixed. And this woman came like at me with a butcher knife, it seemed like. you know, don't play a Christmas song. Right. I played an Elvis Presley song, White Christmas, Blue Christmas.
Oh yeah, Blue Christmas.
Yep.
And I had a knife at my throat. It seemed like. And then at weddings, you get a lot of people who don't want to hear the Chicken Dance,
right,
or YMCA or Celebration.
Sure. All right. Let's
do one more song to see if Michelle can redeem herself.
Oh,
Dave already won, but let's just
feeling pretty low here.
Michelle from Divorce Diaries. We're gonna try to give you something that's better.
This is another addition to the Divorce Diaries.
Okay, Rob, hit it. She knows this. I don't think Patty's going to get this, if I'm going to guess.
1, 2, bring it to the fall. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr.
Dre. Oh, come on. It's in the title. It's in the song. It's in the words. I don't know the name of the song, though.
I just said cut it because there's about to be some swears. I'm going to edit a clean version.
It was a clean. I promise.
Michelle.
Okay. You know who this is? You know
it's
who
Dr. Dre and Snoop. It's like this and like that.
What's
and
the
like
name of the song?
It's like this and a that and a this. That's...
Ernie's trying to help you.
Patty, you thought it was Snoop Dogg?
I listened to this whole track. Wait.
Dave, tell her what the name of the song was, Dave.
Nothing like
G-thing. Well, I know it's Snoop Dogg, but is the title...
Don't swear.
First, no, I won't do that. Advisory lyrics, you know, as they say on the CDs. Wouldn't it be... first we do it like that, then we do it like this, then we do it like
that's
that.
That's exactly what Michelle said, see?
It's
was
nothing
the name of
but
it.
A G thing.
And it's Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg.
Thank you. Snap, snap.
Oh, boy.
She played right. Naughty by Nature. They're by from Jersey, too.
Well, Dave, you have won a gift card from Luminati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. By the way, Michelle, you got to get some Lou's.
I've had Luminati's. They're the best. I actually had some earlier today.
So good.
So good.
They're delish.
You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at LouMelnati's.com. And that is for Dave. He's on hold, and he has won a gift card from Luminati's. Ro will get your information, and we will send that out to you. And Michelle is at Zany's through Wednesday, the Divorce Diaries. She's incredibly funny. You've got to go see her. Go to zanies.com for ticket information. Yes. And love to see you again very soon.
Yes, I'd love to see you too. Check out all the Divorce Diary show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We have an unscripted series on Patreon.
Excellent.
With Pat Dixon. So excited.
And yes. I need a photo before you go.
Thank you so much, Patty Vasquez, for having me.
It's my
Paul.
Pleasure.
We'll see you on your podcast tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's
a recording
right.
Recording tomorrow.
In the hot seat
without
tomorrow.
Patty.
More in a moment on 720 WGN.
This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
Live in the Allstate Skyline studio, joining me is comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire. We're going to play Is It Legal in just a little bit, 312-981-7200. And you can give us a call to play Is It Legal. And we are joined by musician and singer Jahari Noel, who has a single coming out on March 15th. We're thrilled to have you. And you just told me this is your first time on the radio. Thank you for making us your first.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
It was my producer, Ro, sent me a clip, and I absolutely fell in love with you instantly. You have the voice of a goddess.
Thank you so much.
And we're thrilled. I want to be able to, do we have a, oh, I know they're sending, oh, here we go. Here we go. And you grew up in Chicago on the South Side?
Yes, I'm from the South Side of Chicago.
Where'd you go to high school?
I actually went to high school in the Burbs. I went to Homewood Flossmoore High School.
Ah. Here, there she is. I can feel all that we can be. Good things take time. I won't waste yours or mine. And if it's said right, I will send chills up your spine. Can you show me? You sound like an artist who can really lose himself in the lyrics, in the music, even right now watching you. It just feels right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When did you know that you loved singing?
I realized that I loved singing when I was 18.
18?
Yeah, so I had just graduated high school and I was transitioning into college. And I just loved doing it. Like, it was fun. It was... exciting. It just brought me a lot of peace and comfort. Mm-hmm. Coming into a new space with new people and exchanging my art with people was really like fun, and it just helped me like get used to meeting people because I'm a shy person. So music was always like the way that I communicated with people.
And it is sometimes for many artists, I've noticed, a way to put something on, that if you are shy, it's a way to sort of cut through all of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a way to kind of let your guard down a bit.
See, Paul is a musician and he did it because he couldn't get dates. Is that accurate, Paul?
I wanted people to notice me because I was shy. Yeah, maybe.
But it didn't work out. Not that you were shy, you were just shy.
I didn't have a voice. If I had a voice, I'd still be a musician, but
yeah.
Guitarists are a dime a dozen, so.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's too many guitarists, so.
That's pretty true.
Wow.
That's right, true, if you can't sing.
Now, you grew up in a household filled with music, it seems.
Yes, so my father was a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
So he DJed a lot of like college parties, and even into like our early childhood, he had a bunch of vinyls around the house. So we always knew who certain artists were, like the Jacksons, just a bunch of people. There's a million people we could name off. But we also grew up doing like musical theater, choir. So my parents kept us very involved in like the arts, like very young. So my sister sings, my younger sister sings. They do musical theater as well currently, and they play instruments. So it's pretty big in our family.
And it is one thing to, one, have a musical background with your family, another to, you know, enjoy music, but it's another to be able to go out there and, you know, perform in front of an audience and have people go, you know what, I want to be part of the Jahari train.
Yeah, it's
you
really,
know what I mean?
Really exciting. I'm really grateful for that.
Have you had a chance to play out yet, or do you just record? Have you have big shows or anything?
I've done a couple shows here in Chicago. I actually just really focused in on recording this past year. So before that, I was doing more performing. I would perform covers. I did a lot of shows with a company called So Far Sounds.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They have a base here in Chicago,
yeah.
And they're really amazing to work with. And I've also done a couple other venues, but I love working with So Far because the dynamic of the audience makes it so much fun.
It's a really cool, intimate setting, and they do comedy now, too. But they do
poetry.
great music. Yeah, poetry and story, everything. It's such a great concept.
And now you've expanded into acting as well. And there's a new series in town that's filming with Kelsey Grammer called Proven Innocent. And you have an episode of that coming up. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. The show is actually really great. I had a bunch of fun shooting that. Mm-hmm. My role is a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool working with the cast and working with the production team. They were just amazing people. Really sweet and really nice.
Yeah, Chicago has incredible crews, and it's a great series to be able to jump on, because that's one of the new ones. It's going to be a big hit, too.
Yeah, and a lot of television is coming to Chicago, which is really exciting, so you don't have to go too far.
Mm-mm. No, and the great thing is that they're tapping into Chicago talent like yourself.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about the single that's coming out on March 15th.
So the single that's coming out on the 15th is called Too Much.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be my first single from my project that releases on May 17th. And it basically talks about an experience that I had at a job that I worked at that I recently quit last year to pursue music full time. And in that job, I was being treated really poorly by my boss.
Oh.
And she was only a year older than me. So it was tough experiencing that from someone who was pretty much my same age.
Right.
And it was a lot, and it became something where I had so much that I wanted to confront and say to her that I just wouldn't. And so I put it all into a song, and that's
what we're listening to now in the back.
Song is called Regrets.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard too much of that one. So.
You're too young to have regrets.
I don't think there's an age for regrets.
You know what? Life's too short. Regrets are a wasted emotion.
That's the message of the
song.
Is
it? Okay, good.
That's the message of the song.
Good. I'm glad that you learned it at an early age then. That's good to know. We are talking to Jahari Noel, and where is your music available so that people can, when your single comes out and that your album comes out?
It will be available everywhere.
Everywhere.
So it'll be on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon Music, Google Play, YouTube. You name it, it should be there.
Now, Paul makes fun of me quite often for not knowing musicians' names, and I heard your song come up, and I thought, oh, she sounds like Sade. And I thought, well, don't say that out loud, because people will make fun of you. Only a texter just messaged us. Your music is great. You sound a little bit like Sade. So
Thank you.
So I feel a little bit better, so I'm not...
What's surprising is that's who I was inspired by when wrote that song. I actually just wrote that 2 weeks ago and recorded it, and when I heard the beat and the instrumentation, I was like, wow, this kind of makes me feel like I'm at a Sade concert.
Yeah.
And so I kind of created that vibe as an ode to her, because I think she's an amazing artist. And
she really is.
So smooth, and I just wanted something smooth like that.
Two of my mom's favorite musicians, have I told you this, Paul? Sade and Bob Dylan.
Oh. It's like Sade and Naughty by Nature. It was my mom's favorite. No?
I think this works out perfectly. 312-981-7200. We have musician, singer, and actress Jahari Noel in studio with us. She's in an upcoming episode of Proven Innocent, which works out perfectly with Is It Legal? Do you see how I tied that in together? I think this works out perfectly. We need a contestant for 312-981-7200. We have a gift card from Apt Electronics to give away for playing Is It Legal? Paul has worked very hard at coming up with
this.
We'll
do a couple rounds of it.
We'll have Jahari play this. So you can get the hang of it. 312-981-7200. There is a gift card from Apt Electronics on the line. Paul has an upcoming show of Is It Legal? Everyone's a lawyer. Everyone's a lawyer at the Laugh Factory. So these are some of the...
Everyone's a lawyer, yes. Yeah. Right. Laugh Factory Sunday at 7. And you were supposed to do it this month, but you're not doing it.
I'm so tired.
But it's going to be awesome. Okay. Marty DeRosa's doing it. Joe McMahon and Rob Gleason, who was just on Conan last year. It's going to be a great,
excellent,
great lineup of comedians. But Proven Innocent, that's funny you said that show. I missed an audition for that show.
Did you really?
Oh, no.
Hmm.
Well, they told me it at 2 o'clock for 3:15. And I was like...
That's how they roll.
Yeah, that is. It's all very
It was like a very last minute thing.
Here we go. We have a listener calling in right now to play Is It Legal? By the way, I just had an audition the other day for a pilot, and it was an hour and 15-minute wait. Like, usually, you forget. Like, but for the most part, anyway, it's all good. It's all good. You know what? Just happy to be invited to the party.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I say. Exactly. That's the spirit.
That's how you gotta go. No. And by the way, the 301 says, no regrets. At my age, it's easier said than done, I'm afraid. No, it's not. It's never too late to say regrets are a wasted emotion. I'm just saying. Paul?
There's a couple tattoos I regret the location
on. Do you have a tattoo?
I've got a few, yeah.
Do you have any tattoos, Jahari?
No tattoos.
How about piercings?
No, not outside of my ears.
Yeah, me neither. I only have I have just the one, too. And even those, like, they close up if I don't use them enough.
See, I use them too much.
As long as you don't hurt yourself, it's all good. Jack is on the line. He wants to play Is It Legal? All right, so Paul's going to read some laws. Jack has to decide if it's actually a law, right, Paul? Like, will you explain your game?
Yeah. So, can Jahari play against Jack?
Play. All right.
Jahari can play. So, one of these, hey, Jack, you're not a lawyer, are you?
No, not a lawyer.
All right, good. Then you can play. And how you do. So one of these is a real law and two of them are fake. You got to pick which one is the real law. And Jahari, you're going to play two. You're going to play against Jack. And
Patty, Jahari,
you'll be the tiebreaker if there's one. All right. Jack, you know the rules?
Yeah, I got to pick the law.
Just making sure. Okay. So we'll start with New York because we were just talking about New York with Michelle who just left. In New York, it is, which one of these is fake? Or I guess, which one is this real? In New York, it is legal to walk naked on No Pants Day on April 17th after dawn until midnight. Or in New York, it's legal for women to go topless unless it's being done for business or commercial purposes. Or in New York, it's illegal to swear at any NBA player, whether they are on the court or in public. Which one's the real law? Jahari's getting coached.
Coaching. She's getting coaching over. It's fine. You can tell.
All right.
Jack, I'll give you some coaching.
Jack, which one do you think?
Man, it's New York, man. It could be anything.
Yeah, no kidding. You're right about that.
Which one do you think?
Okay, so the one that kind of I don't know why, but the one about the topless women thing.
Okay. All right, Jahari, which one do you think it is?
I was going to say that one as well.
You are both correct. Yay. That's actually the real law in New York. But you got help, so that's all right.
No. It's all right. I think she was going to lean in that direction anyway.
Yeah, that's where I was headed.
So, Jack, you complained about New York. We'll change it up to make it... We'll make it to Nebraska. How's that?
Oh, man.
Do you want Maryland or Nebraska, Jack?
There you go.
Or Kansas?
Maryland or Kansas? or Nebraska?
Maryland.
Which state do you want us to cover? You could pick
Illinois.
The state.
Illinois.
We don't have Illinois ones. We did those last time.
I think Maryland, just because he made fun of it.
Okay, we'll do Maryland. All right, and since
really,
you're driving,
really?
this is a good one. Okay. In Maryland, which one of these is real? In Maryland, there's no cursing while driving. In Maryland, it's illegal to smoke anytime while driving. Or you cannot honk before 7 a.m. or after 10 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. Which one is a real law? Jack, what do you say?
Smoking.
Okay. Jahari, what do you say?
I think it's the third one.
Okay. Patty, what do you say?
I think it's smoking.
Everyone is wrong.
Oh!
It's cursing. There's no cursing while driving
in
Maryland.
Really?
That's impossible.
How would they even know that?
I don't know how they enforce it.
There's no way they can regulate it.
Maybe they see you whispering or the window's open. Take it up with Maryland, okay, Jack?
I'm thinking about it.
All right, okay. One more. I don't know if it's Jack's Bluetooth or his window's open, but let's there we go.
He was cursing
you know
with
what?
Us.
You're on my speaker because I'm driving, therefore I cannot be on the phone.
That's all right.
That's an Illinois law. You're right.
Are you a truck driver?
Negative. Just another law, you know.
Yeah, this is another law in Illinois. All right, one more, Paul. He's got one out of two so far.
All right, we're going to do Kansas. Kansas, you get a free basketball and a $100 gift card at the University of Kansas Hospital if your son or daughter is born during March in honor of March Madness. In Kansas, residents are now limited to no more than 4 cats per household. Or residents cannot fly a kite on Sundays.
Ooh.
Which is a Kansas law that's real?
Oh, man. Really?
Jahari gets to go first.
I think it's two.
Kansas.
Two?
Jahari says residents are not limited to, or now limited to no more than 4 cats per household. That's
right.
What Jahari says.
Jahari says, limit
Jack,
those
what
cats.
Do you say?
I'm saying Bible Belt. I'm going with the Sunday, no kites.
Oh, interesting.
Jahari is actually correct.
Yay!
Residents of Kansas are now limited to no more than 4 cats per household.
Well, you know
what? That's a good law.
You know what, Jack? Because Jahari's playing, she won a point for you. We've got a gift card from Apt Electronics. Hold on the line, and we will get that off to you. And thank you so much for playing. Is it legal? Do you want to play? Do you want to give away one more prize?
No, that's good. We got them.
Good. All right.
If they want to come see more, they can come to.
Yeah, Will. I know you're on hold from the 815. You've got to come see. Is it legal at the Laugh Factory? Go to paulfcomedy.com for ticket information. We'll wrap it up in just a moment with Tell Me Something Good. And one of our Something Goods is it's been a pleasure to have Jahari Noel in studio with us. So hang out for just a moment. We're going to wrap it up in a moment. But we want to make sure people know about your single release on March 15th, right?
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone. My single is releasing on the 15th. It's called Too Much. So definitely be on the lookout for it. If you want to keep up with me, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. at Jahari Noel.
And we'll find out her Something Good when we come back on 720 WGN. And she's also going to be on an upcoming episode of Proven Innocent. So you want to catch that as well. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
Tell me something good.
You know, my something good is a little bit strange. I was just reminiscing with our guests about the old newsroom of the Tribune Tower, and I just pulled up some photos. I'm going to show them. I'll pass it around when we're done. But my something good is that I really am so grateful to be here in the Allstate Skyline studio, being able to share the evening with you and our listeners. 815 Will says he said it's no problem that he couldn't get through for. Is it legal? He said that your voice, he was the one that texted that your voice, Jahari, sounds like Sade. Great sound, and really. Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying thank you.
Of course. And thank you to our listener, the 815 and the 301. My something good is that you're hanging out with us as well. It was a lovely evening. I know it was a shorter show because of the Blackhawks. Paul, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and tell us what your something good is.
I didn't think I was going to go first. Unprepared.
I'm sorry. I can go to row first if you want me to.
No, that's fine. I'm thankful I had some fun in Madison.
Yes, tell us about
shows
Madison.
At Comedy Club, I'd say, with Julian McCullough. Sold out shows. So much fun. That's such a great room. And looking forward to this weekend of shows back in Chicago for Drink Day Laugh on Friday. And Everyone's a Lawyer at Sunday. Come check those out. Come message me for free tickets, paulfcomedy.com.
That's excellent. And go see some great shows. And I'm glad that Madison turned out so well.
Yeah.
Congratulations to 815. Matt in Woodstock says he's a daddy. Congratulations,
congrats.
Matt. Oh,
congratulations.
That is something good. Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. Jahari, tell me something good.
Something good would be my recent collaboration with Nike Running in Nike Chicago.
What?
I recently teamed up with them to promote their new shoe, the React 2, as well as their Go More, Get More challenge, which
great.
Encourages people to start running.
Oh, boy.
I'm not really an athlete, so it's awesome for me because I just want to be better, and I want to encourage people who feel like they have to be an athlete that you don't have to be. You just have to want to do better and go for it. So I'm really grateful to be a part of that. And my other something good, I would say, is having a release date.
Yay!
I'm so excited to be releasing music and be in that process. And I can't wait for people to hear it.
Do you think you'll start running? Do you want to try to do some running? I don't like running very much either. Do you want to run? You don't have to say
we can run.
We can run together. Yeah. There's a couple of good apps. Jahari, there's some good apps you and I could try.
There are
really good apps. Yeah. All right, we can do better.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. How about you, Ro? Tell me something good.
I get rest tonight. You know, I'm usually up all night long.
Yep.
So I had a friend that loved me so much. It was like, how about you not spend the night at work tonight?
and
they got me a room. So I'm going to like dart out of here and go straight to sleep because I got to get up early.
Oh, boy. What are you getting up early for?
Patty, I'm always up at like 6 in the morning. No, this morning I have, so at 10:30 in the morning, I have an interview with Courtney Guzman. She's one of the reporters over at WGN-TV.
Hey!
So she'll be hanging out with us. And then early in the morning, I got to go meet my sister for some private stuff. So.
Okay, well, yeah, well, all right then. Well, that all sounds like some stuff. All right then. I want to thank our listeners for hanging out with us. And we've got a great show coming up Tuesday night. Oh my, we have, there's so much going on this week, Paul.
Valerie Genghis is coming.
We have how meditation is sexy.
Yeah.
Do you, I can't meditate. Do you meditate, Jahari?
I can't say that I do.
I can't. You know what? The more I try to quiet my brain, the louder it gets.
Yeah, same. I have so much to say in there.
Yeah. It's like, no. And I try to tell myself to be quiet and my brain's like, no, I can't.
Right. I'm not done talking.
Exactly. Do you meditate, Paul?
I've tried and I can't do it, but my friend Valerie is trying to get me to do it.
Oh. She'll be here tomorrow. Are you coming in for this?
I'm going to try to, but I've got some shows, but it's a great, she's awesome. I've known her for 25 years.
We are also going to talk to April Rain. If you remember, April Rain was the woman who started the hashtag #OscarSoWhite.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, did you watch the Grammys last week?
I did.
What did you think about J-Lo doing the Motown tribute? Because April Rain did not enjoy. It was unsettling, I think she felt.
I have surprising. Mixed feelings about it.
Right.
There's one half of me that thinks it's great to incorporate new traditions and new collaboration.
Right.
But there is another half of me that really wanted to see someone from Motown because there's so many of them that are still alive.
Yeah. Why J-Lo?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm Latina and I'm glad that she was out there, but I'm like, really?
Yeah, I would have loved to see Diana.
Right, exactly. Why not Diana?
But she did a great job. You know, she's
a
performer.
Absolutely.
But I would have loved to see someone from Motown.
I agree. That was my sense. Yeah. And that's April Rain's sense. And we're going to talk a lot about Spike Lee and his career and the possibility that he might win the best director. He'll be the first black director to ever win the Academy Award.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night with April Rain. Quick break here. And we'll say goodbye to our guests because we're almost done on 720 WGN.